Beis Tammuz, Friday the 19th of June, Rabbi David Potash, the Klolim of Shmir Saloshan.
The Pasha, this week's Pasha Koyach, obviously the theme of the Pasha is Machloikus. Now, the root of Machloikus and the product of Machloikus are both the same, Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara always leads to Machloikus, and Machloikus leads to more Lashon Hara. So, and we see this rumors with the Seder of the Parshas that we've just read. In the end of Mahaloscha, of course, we have the Maaseh with Miriam, which is one of the basic Parshas in the Torah, which tells us about the Choma, the stringency of Lashon Hara. And then, of course, Parshas Shlach Lecha, the Parshas of Meraglim, which his whole central theme is Lashon Hara, and followed on by Parshas Koyach, which is Machloikus. So this is to hint out in Ramas to us that the what comes from Lashon Hara is going to end up with Machloikus, and the product of the Machloikus is going to be more Lashon Hara. Now, I'm sure many times we've heard the halachas of Shmir Saloshan from the Chofetz Chaim. The Sefer Chofetz Chaim happened to be an extremely hard Sefer. It looks to be very complicated, and even though many people learn two halachas a day of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, but it's very hard to summarize exactly the halachas of Lamaisa. So what I'd like to do today, Be'ez Hashem Yisporach, is to give some klolim, to give some general rules with which it should, Be'ez Hashem, make it easier to get to the protim and understand the protim and see where they fit and how they fit. And that should be able to hopefully lead to understanding of the practically speaking of the halachas. So there are three isurim of Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara is a general term for the three isurim. The three isurim are Lashon Hara, Rechilus, and Moitzi Shema. Now what is the difference between these three things? So generally speaking, Lashon Hara is talking derogatively, a gnai, about somebody, or causing a hezek to somebody. Rechilus is neither of those. Rechilus is talking in a way that's going to cause animosity between two people. And Moitzi Shemra is so any of these two things, but it's not true. Moitzi Shemra is when it's a sheker. So let's talk about each of these separate things and see their definitions and their hagdoras and how they work. So first of all, Lashon Hara. There's two types of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, one number one, is Gnai, we call Gnai. Lashon Hara number two is Hezek. What do we mean by these two things? Lashon Hara number one, which is Gnai. Gnai is to say a Gnai about somebody, to say something derogative about somebody else. That means you're talking about something which he did or said, something which he has done, which was not right. A Gnai is to say that Reuven did something which was not right. Now, when we talk now, an objective Gnai, which the Torah recognizes, is when you say that he did an Aveira. In the eyes of the Torah, the only thing that is not right is doing an Aveira. So, because of that, the Gnai is divided up also into two categories. There's Gnai Be'etzem, and Gnai, which is not Gnai Be'etzem. So, let's discuss these two things. If somebody says, if the Reuven was over an Aveira Deraisa, Reuven was over an Aveira Deraisa, so that's Gnai Be'etzem, because what the Torah recognizes as something derogative is saying that the Reuven was over an Aveira. So if the Aveira was a Deraisa, and we talk about it, that's Lashon Hara of Gnai. Or, if it was over an Aveira Drabana, that's also gnai. Or even if he was mevatel a minhag, since it's a chiyuv to keep minhagim, the Rambam expounds about the halachas of minhagim a great tarichas and says that most minhagim which the tzibur have taken on upon themselves have a din, even of a deraisa sometimes, because when the Torah says to keep the mitzvahs d'abonah, it includes the minhagim. And so a minhag is also considered by the Torah as something which is not something which is, has to be kept, and if it's not kept, then it's considered a gnai ve'etz. So for somebody to turn around and say that Reuven, for argument's sake, ate macholas asurus. So to say that about Reuven, since macholas asurus is an isadarai, so that's a gnai, that's a derogative statement, ve'etz. Or to say that Reuven was over an isadabonon. Let's say, for instance, he didn't light Hanukkah light. Mitzvah Rabbanon. He was mevatel mitzvah Rabbanon. He doesn't keep the halachas of Hanukkah. So since being over an Issur Rabbanon is the Torah considers a gnai, so to say that Reuven was over this Issur Rabbanon, that is a gnai be'etzem, and that's lashon hara. Or if there's a minhag kol Yisrael or a minhag ha'mokel, and you say the Reuven doesn't keep this minhag, so that is lashon hara. That and all those three categories, all those three things, saying that he doesn't keep a deraisa or rabbanon or minhag, that's all lashon hara deraisa, but it's all in the category of gnai. It's not mazik. It's not necessarily going to be mazik Reuven by saying any of these things about him. But it's a gnai. It's a derogative. So that's gnai be'etzem. Then there's another type of gnai, which is not gnai be'etzem, which means that when we talk about what he did, we're not saying something that was over an aver deraisa or aver rabbanon or a minhag, but what we're saying something about him that most people wouldn't like. For instance, if you say that he's not such a reliable person. Now, not being reliable is being over sometimes an issur deraisa, but most times not an issur deraisa. Right, you send somebody to do an errand for you or to do a shlichus for you, and he doesn't do it the way you want him to do it, or he doesn't do it at all. He's not over an issur deraisa or an issur rabbanon in a minute, but it's what we call shlilas hamayim. He's lacking something. So if we say that somebody, that Reuven, is not a reliable person, we're not saying he was over a deraisa or rabbanon in a minute, but it's still something that nobody would like to be said about him. So that is a gnai. It's a lashon hara gnai, but it's not a gnai be'etzem. Now, this category, which the Chofetz Chaim calls shlilas hamailos, that means reducing his status from what we thought it was to something lower. This is subjective. When we say it's subjective, it means it almost depends on how people look at this thing we're talking about. So, for instance, if you say if somebody talks, this is a famous shaila which many people talk about, that if somebody is about tshuva and is baruch Hashem, he's oila and he's steiging and he's learning and he's davening and he's doing mitzvahs, doing everything supposed to do. So, for a lot of people to say that somebody is about tshuva is a maila. It's something we look up to. There are some people, unfortunately, that tend to think that there's some chisoron about being about tshuva. You know the famous story that that somebody went to the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, and he asked him for bracha, and he asked the Ger Rebbe asked him, where do you learn? So he said, I learned in Eretz Yisrael, but then he quickly said a kavit, and he said, but I'm not about tshuva. So the Ger Rebbe said to him, why not? We're all supposed to be about valid tshuva. Why are you about tshuva? So to say about somebody is about tshuva. So in the right circles, of course, this would not be lashon hara, because it's only a maila. It's only an advantage to be about tshuva. However, if one finds oneself amongst those type of people that seem to look down on bali tshuva, so then to say that somebody is about tshuva would turn into lashon hara. And so this is subjective. And it depends on three people, three things. It depends on the mesaper, on the person who's talking. It depends all on the listener. And or it depends on the tzibur that this is going to be spread out. So if you're in a tzibur that praises Bali Tshuva, that looks up to Bali Tshuva, but the person who's talking, unfortunately, he looks down on Bali Tshuva. So when he says that Reuven's about Tshuva, so for him, it's Lashon Hara. It becomes Lashon Hara. Because since he looks down upon this situation, for him it's Lashon Hara. If he does look up to Bali Tshuva, but the person he's talking to does not, so then it's also Lashon Hara. Even if the talker holds that it's a good thing, but the person he's talking to, he knows, holds it does not look up to such a thing, then it's also Lashon Hara. And the third thing is that if the talker, the mesaper, and the listener both hold it's a good thing, but the tzibur around them, the public around them, the society they find themselves in, hold it's not a good thing, so then it also becomes Lashon Hara. So it can be cut. So this is what we call Lashon Hara, which is not Gnai Be'etzem. It's not Be'etzem something derogatory, but it can turn into Lashon Hara in one of three ways. In these three ways, if the talker holds that this is something to look down upon, or if the listener holds it something to look down upon, or if neither of those hold it something to look down upon, but the society of which they live in holds it something to look down upon, so then it becomes Lashon Hara. So this is the answer to one's Shaila. This is a very commonly asked Shaila. Is it Lashon Hara to say something about Tshuva? So this is the answer to the Shaila. There's all sorts of examples of this, like we mentioned before, to say something is unreliable. Again, to say be unreliable is not being over an Issa Derais or Drabon or a minute. But almost everybody would look down upon somebody who's not reliable. He would feel it's a pesar. And therefore, to say that somebody is not reliable is Lashon Hara, not Be'etzem, but it becomes Lashon Hara by way of the fact that this is not normally something looked down upon. And of course, there's many, many examples like this. If you say, the Chofetz Chaim has an interesting interesting example. If you say somebody learns 4 hours a day, right? It's a lot. It's a lot of time to learn, right? But of course, it depends who we're talking about. If you're talking about a Kollel Yom Man, and he learns 4 hours a day, it's a bush and a chepot. He shouldn't be in Kollel, right? He should be learning 8 to 10 hours a day. If you're talking about a very busy balabot, and he manages to find time to learn 4 hours a day, that's fantastic. So it's relative. It's almost relative. So again, it depends who you're talking. This is slightly differently subjective. Depends who you're talking about. If Reuven says to Shimon that Levi learns 4 hours a day and is a Kollel Yom Man, so it becomes Lashon Hara D'oraisa. It's right because it's not the right thing to do. He should be learning much more than that. It might be not an Avera, it might not be Bittul Torah as such. He might be finding other useful things that he should be doing, that he is doing. So if he should be doing it, but if he is doing. But of course, if he's supposed to be labeled as a Kollel Yom Man, and he's only learning 4 hours a day, this becomes a Gnai. It becomes a derogatory statement. However, if you're talking about somebody who you might have thought only can learn 1 hour a day, and he learns 4 hours a day, that's fantastic. So that's a Shvach, that's not Lashon Hara. So we see here examples of two types of Lashon Hara, which are two types of Gnai. Number one, where it's a Gnai Be'etzem, where you're saying somebody was over some type of Avera, Deraisa, or Rabbanon, or Minik. And number two, a Gnai, which is subjective, and that depends on the circumstances. It depends on who's talking, who's listening, which social sphere you find yourself in, and who you're talking about. So that always has to be analyzed when you're talking about something which is not actually an Avera. But you're talking about anything else, which is called Shlilas Hamailas. So you have to analyze before you talk, what's the subjective matter here? Who is talking? Who is listening? Who is it going to get out to? And who are you talking about? And after only ascertaining that all these things are still positive, that you don't look down on the subject you're talking about, the person you're listening to doesn't look down upon it, and the tzibur of knowledge, and the person you're talking about is going to be for him a mile, not a kisorim, so then it's mutter to say. So that's two types of lashon hara of gnai. Okay? Now we go on to the next type of lashon hara, which is called mazik. The lashon hara of mazik is not a gnai at all. It's not derogatory. But it's something that by you saying it, it could harm somebody else. So the Chofetz Chaim gives various examples. One of the examples that he gives is to say that somebody is not a rich person. Somebody's not a rich person, or to say that he's a poor person. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with being poor. It does not tell us anything about his personality, about his shmiras mitzvahs. It doesn't tell us anything about his milas, his personal milas, his chesronos. So there's no gnai involved at all. To say somebody is a poor person, there's no gnai involved at all. But it could be mazik. It could be mazik him. For instance, if that person that you're talking about, he needs a loan. And the lender, you're talking to somebody who's going to lend him money. And you say, you know, this person is a poor person. And you say it in such a way that it sounds like he might not be able to pay back the loan. Right? So that's obviously mazik. Now he's not going to be able to get his loan. So that is harmful. But it's not a gnai. It's not something derogatory about him. But it's harmful. So that's a lashon hara, which is mazik. And the Chofetz Chaim gives other examples. For instance, you say, he's not clever. He's not so smart. Or he doesn't have business acumen. Or he's not efficient. Any of these type of things can be harmful. Let's say somebody's looking for a job, and he has better what it needs to take the job. But you turn around and say this person's not efficient, or he's not tidy. So the guy who was going to give him a job might think twice about it now, and he might lose the opportunity. So that is an lashon hara, which is mazik. It's not a derogative to say that somebody is not efficient. Not everybody has to be efficient. But it's going to be mad at him. And it could be even worse. It could be he already has a job, and as a result of what we said about him, he could either be demoted or lose his job. So all these type of things are lashon hara, which is not a gnai, but is mazik. And that's lashon hara d'oraisa. To talk about somebody's merchandise is not a gnai, you're not deriding anybody, but it's going to be mazik. And this din of talking about somebody's merchandise, the Chofetz Chaim brings from the Sefer Yireim, is an issa deraisa lashon hara. And everybody wonders when they see this halacha, how could it be that talking about merchandise could be lashon hara? You're talking about cloth, or furniture, or houses. Why is it lashon hara? And the Teretz is because it can be mazik, that person. And the Makar of the Yireim, of the Sefer Yireim, is from Parashat Shlach Lecha, from the Meraglim. The Meraglim spoke about Eretz Yisrael, which is Eitzim Vavonim, and came back, and look what it caused. Look what Hesed it caused, 40 years in the Midbar, and suffering forevermore, a Tisha B'Av for all the Doiris, since they cried on the night of Tisha B'Av, so there was crying for all the Doiris. So this is an unbelievable damage that the Meraglim did, and they didn't speak about anybody. They spoke about Eretz Yisrael. They spoke about Itzim Avoni. So the Yireim learns out from here, the Chofetz Chaim brings it to Halacha, that to speak about somebody's merchandise, whatever it is, it could be mazik. So we have to be careful how we speak about somebody's merchandise. It could be now he's going to be stuck with it and not be able to sell it. And all sorts of things can happen. So that is the lashon hara of mazik. So that has covered all types of the first section, which is called lashon hara. So just to recap, we have two types of lashon hara. We have lashon hara, which is gnai, and we have lashon hara, which is mazik. In the category of lashon hara, which is gnai, we have gnai be'etzem, which means saying he did some type of avera derais or rabbonon or mvatel aminim, and we have gnai, which is not be'etzem, which depends. Which is subjective. So that's lashon hara of gnai, and then there's lashon hara of mazik, which is not a gnai at all, but it can cause a hezek for the person that you're talking about by either talking about him or his merchandise or anything else that might affect him. Now we go on to Rechilas. Rechilas is the second category, which is within the general title of Lashon Hara. What's the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilas? So Rechilas is not a gnai, but it's a specific type of mazik. What type of mazik is it? Rechilas, the definition of Rechilas is causing animosity between two people. So it's not, you're not mazik him really, begufoy or bamamoyno, you're not mazik him physically or his financially, but you're causing a machlokes between two people, or even just ill feeling between two people. Causing any animosity between two people, that is Rechilas. Now, it doesn't have, it's very, most often not even a gnai. It could be that there's nothing deriding about the person you're talking about at all, and after picking it could be Rechilas. So the basic example of Rechilas is, the most posh example of Rechilas is, the Reuven says to Shimon that, you know, Levi did this and this to you. Okay? So now Shimon is going to have ill feelings towards Levi. So that is Rechilas, because it causes ill feelings. But in that case, if it was something that Levi did that wasn't right, it could be Lashon Hara as well. But I'll give you a surprising example, mamash, a shocking example of something that's Rechilas that normally is taken as a totally innocent statement. Reuven says to Shimon, this is very common, Reuven says to Shimon, oh, Levi's making a wedding in a couple of weeks. Did you get an invitation? He sent me an invitation. Did you get? Excuse me. Did you get one? That could be Rechilas. Because if Levi did not send Shimon an invitation, it's going to cause ill feelings between Shimon and Levi. Now that's something which is very surprising, because that's the truth. If you cause animosity or any ill feeling between two people, that's Rechilas. So when one says to somebody else, you know, I got an invitation from Levi, one has to be very careful to know what it's going to cause. If Shimon didn't get an invitation, and he felt he should have got an invitation, it's going to cause ill feelings between Shimon and Levi. That's Rechilas. What? If he doesn't know, so he has to think out first, maybe Shimon didn't get an invitation, and therefore maybe it wouldn't be wise for me to say that I got an invitation. It's not necessary for me to tell him. Right? So I don't want to get into it now, but there are cases when the persons are onus, and therefore it was unavoidable, so he's onus of monopatre. If he said something which causes animosity between two people and he had no way of foreseeing it, he's onus, and therefore he's not liable. But if there's any way he could have foreseen it or forestalled it, so then it's better not say anything.
So if Shimon asks him, did you get an invitation to the
feast? So it's better to say, I don't know, I have to go check up home.
He won't trust him again if he gives the answers.
What's that?
You ask somebody a question, he doesn't give you a proper answer, you won't trust him again, so you have to answer.
You don't have to, he doesn't have to trust me, unless it's your partner. But since Lashon Hara is a deraisa, one has to try and avoid it. So there are ways of getting around it. There are ways of getting around it. If you just say, I'll check up at home, and then most times it's not the most important world-shattering thing that you should know you got an invitation. It's usually just regular conversation. So if you say, I don't know, I have to check up at home, and then afterwards you won't be talking about it again. So, but it's an extreme example, but I'm just bringing out this as an example of how something can be Rechilas when it sounds totally harmless, but it's not harmless. So that's the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilas. Now the last category of Lashon Hara is Moitzi Shemra. A Moitzi Shemra is simply any type of Lashon Hara or Rechilas which is not true. So that's called Moitzi Vitzah Sheker, it's also Moitzi Shemra. And the Chofetz Chaim says, he suggests that the truth is most times that when a person speaks Lashon Hara or Rechilas, most times it's Moitzi Shemra also. And he proves this from the Makar, from the source of the Pasuk from where we learn one of the Issurim of Lashon Hara. And that is, the Torah says, Loisisa Shem Ashof. Do not listen to a false statement. And Chazal learned from this Pasuk the Issa of listening to Lashon Hara and talking Lashon Hara. Because Chazal say, Al Tikra Loisisa, which means to to take up, which is with listening, articulate sati. Don't cause others to carry a false statement. So this is telling us not to listen to Lashon Hara, and not to tell Lashon Hara. So Chofetz Chaim asks the kasha. If we're talking about Lashon Hara, why is this posuk, it says, Lissis Hashem Ashof, why is it telling us to not listen to a false statement if it's talking about the regular Itzav Lashon Hara? So the Chofetz Chaim suggests that most times a person that talks Lashon Hara Chidus, there will also be included in it some form of falsehood, some form of sheker. And for the simple reason that it is, because a person who's telling over a story of, which is supposed to be facts, he could add a word, take away a prat, take away a detail, add a detail, or even his tone of voice could change the whole meaning of the story, and it turns it into falsehood. So the Chofetz Chaim says that many times, even most times, when somebody speaks Lashon Hara or Rechidas, it turns into a Moiti Shemra. And that's why the Torah tells us a special love of Moisis Hashem Hashav, which means do not uphold in any way by telling or listening to a false statement. So these are the basics of Lashon Hara Rechidas. These are the basic keys to how to understand the halachas of Lashon Hara and Rechidas. Now, as we said, the Lashon Hara almost always leads to machlokes. And the machlokes, it says the Chofetz Chaim, is an issa deraisa. In this week's parasha it says, lo siya ka koyach u ka adosa. You must not be like koyach and his congregation. So the Chofetz Chaim brings Rishonim that say that the pshat in this pasuk is that it is a lav and issa deraisa to uphold machlokes. Now, what does it mean upholding machlokes? That's the key word, upholding machlokes. Keeping machlokas going, that is what the issa is. When there's already a machlokas, when is a machlokas, so sometimes you can't do a lot about it. But to keep it alive, to keep it burning, to keep it going, to add fuel to the fire, that's the issa of loisiyah kakorach l'kadosu. And then there's a mitzvah of making shalom, which is trying to reduce it. But so if somebody is involved, has a shalom in a machlokas, and somebody comes up to him and accuses him of something, the way to continue the machlokes, the way to flame the fire machlokes is to answer back. That's usually what happens. Answering back is what makes it worse, because you answer back and he answers you, and then it gets worse. So therefore, the answering back could be an issa deraisa of lo siya kakorach l'kadosu. So the way to not fuel the fire is not answer back. That's what's demanded of us, to reduce the machlokes. And we can find many, many things that Chazal were geyser b'pnei da'akei sholem. Chazal was so worried about making sure there's no machlokes in Klal Yisrael, there were geyser many gezeiros b'pnei da'akei sholem. We know that when we call up to the Torah, we call up Kohen Levi Yisrael. Now, as the sholem say, me'ikra din, that should not be the Seder. The Seder should be to call first the Talmid HaChachamim, and then the layman. But since this would cause machlokes, it would cause the Otzilan Sriya, would lead to Machloikas in the Tzibur. So Chazal, Gezer, Gezeira, Bimnei Daki Sholim, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. And we know that when there's another halacha, that when there's different Hagim, different places, when a person goes to a place where there's a different minute, he's Mechuyev, of Peter Konis Chazal, to go like the minute of Mokar, Bimnei Daki Sholim. So there shouldn't be Machloikas, because we know that people get very upset when other people do things differently. So therefore, Chazal knew this, and therefore there were Mesakan Takonas, Bnei Daki Shonim. We see there's many, we run out of time, but there's many examples in Shas of Takonas Gzeiros, which Chazal were Gezer, Bnei Daki Shonim. We see how far they wanted to go to make sure that there wouldn't be machlokes in Klal Yisrael. And Hashem Yazor, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should always be Rochas, Bnei Daki Shonim, 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 Bnei Da